I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Tiki and Tierney on The Fan. Tiki Barber.
I'm more frustrated than angry, but mostly frustrated because they missed a chance to prepare themselves for one of the biggest games in the Giants' last decade plus. And that's what's disappointing to me.
Brandon Tierney.
What in the world is the debate concerning Aaron Rodgers? No matter what it takes, Aaron Rodgers must be a New York Jet.
Tiki and Tierney on The Fan, 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
Howdy, 10:02 on The Fan. What's happening? That's right. Go get Aaron Rodgers, damn it. How's everybody doing today? Public enemy number one, Empire State Building, we'll get to you. Don't worry, we will get to you. We start, though, with public enemy number two. And I find this really interesting, and I don't think people are seeing it this way. I do. The Philadelphia Eagles are a gift to the sporting world. The Philadelphia Eagles are incredibly unlikable. Their coach comes across as a little punk. Their fans are out of their minds, and they're punks too, right? And I'll tell you what, in a world, at least pertaining to sport, well, actually really everything, well, everything, you know, oh, you're my buddy, soft, with this. I think it is awesome that somebody is emerging as a villain. Like, you look at the NBA, it's all about, and the NFL, oh, here's my jersey, let's do a little swap after we kick the crap out of each other, let me sign my name. The Philadelphia Eagles are a throwback. They're unlikable, they're good, they know it, and I think it's good for sports.
I think it's great for sport. It's great for them because they embrace it. Remember last week we had Ike Reese on who does the afternoon drive down in Philadelphia for WIP. And I mentioned something about Jalen Hurts because Jalen Hurts really is a good guy and a very likable player. Like you watch him, how he achieves and the adversary that he went through with his shoulder this year, but going back to even his college days, he just feels like a kid who's going to overcome anything and find success. And I said to Ike, I was like, dude, that kind of makes you like likable. It makes the Philadelphia Eagles likable because of the leader of your team. But Ike's response immediately was like, I don't want to be likable. I don't want that. I like that edge. And you feel that when you just look at the fans. I mean, hell, you heard stories in Martucci. Our buddy Mike Martucci called us and told us that the security down there in Philly said that they were throwing eggs at the buses.
$9 a dozen. Hopefully they have some money out there in Philly.
At the buses of the 49ers as they were coming into the facility.
But not the Giants because they respect the Giants.
They did not do that to the
Giants.
They respected the Giants, and they have to see the Giants consistently, obviously, because they're in the same division.
Now, I think they also knew the Giants were no real threat. We're not going to waste eggs on the Giants.
Yeah, we're not going to try to distract them. The power did go out, or the water did go out, also in the 49ers hotel, but it is what it is. But I think that the hate from the fans is kind of taken into the personality of the team. And I'm not going to say individually, oh, this guy's a jerk. This guy's a bad dude. It's not that. It's just how they present and how they don't try. They don't really care about being, I don't know, likable. I mean, maybe Jalen Hurts is the only one. Everybody else is like, I'm going to be a pain in the ass. Defensively, Hassan Reddick's a pain in the ass. Brandon Graham's a pain in the ass. C.J. Gardner-Johnson's a pain in the ass. All these guys play up to it. And I think you're right. It is. It's good for sport because there are no villains anymore.
There's not. I mean, you know, listen, you can do this without even really thinking too hard. And I'm sure you can come up with a million names here. Like, and you don't want to see this because it's dangerous. But, you know, where's the modern day Pedro Martinez headhunting and then, you know, pointing to his head like he did against the Yankees?
Like he did it on purpose.
Yeah. Where's the Ty Domi and the NHL on ice? I know the game's different. You know, the goons have been policed out and there's more skill, which is not a bad thing. But where's the Sean Avery's, just the agitators that you couldn't stand? You know, the thuggery, which we loved. We missed this with Oak and Mace, and rest in peace, Mace, with our Knicks from back in the day. Mark Gasson, I know this a million years ago, Mark Gasson are doing sack dances and these wacky gyrations, which would, you know, inflame tensions on the field to the point where they were having, you know, bench clearing brawls. It actually happened, which never happens in the NFL, but it happened with Mark Gasnow because he was so,
I mean, it almost
such
happened
a
yesterday.
Showman.
It almost happened yesterday. At
almost
the end
happened
of the
yesterday.
Meaningless 49ers game.
I think it's good because, listen, I do think there is just an element of just too much familiarity. There's too much of a cordial nature. And please, I'm not saying that you come out and you go below board and you're dirty, but what makes, because I don't believe in that, but what pulls us in on a real emotionally visceral invested level is when we can't stand the other player. Like, I'll never forget the two things that probably where I flipped out, if there was a camera on me, they would have taken me away in a straitjacket. And you wouldn't even know who I am at this point. I'd be locked away forever. When Pedro threw down Don Zimmer, number one, and when Alonzo and the Knicks were square with Larry Johnson and Jeff Van Gundy's on Zoe's knee, like a little, or his ankle, like a little poodle. I mean, it was bonkers. Like, we couldn't stand these people.
Where were you, by the way?
Both times in my basement. And it's that's gone, and it's become, again, cordial's the word. I mean, it's just, hey, we're going to dab up. Hey, look at me on Instagram. Oh, let me have your jersey. Oh, well, boys, no. I think what really pulled, at least what pulled me in to sports is, number one, I wanted to emulate those guys, and I wanted to try to be that as a young athlete with multiple sports. But really, it's the intense connection to the jersey, to our city. And speaking of our city, we'll get to those clowns with the Empire State Building in a little bit. We will get to them. But I love it. I hate the Eagles, but I love them.
Well, I think,
'cause they're good for
us. I think that, you know, from a national perspective, if you don't have a team that you're rooting against, why are you watching? If you don't care who wins because, both of these stories are good stories, you don't actually have as much incentive to pay attention. It's unfortunate, but it's just the reality of the world we live in. There's good guys and there's bad guys. It's played out in media and movies. It's played out in Cold War, you know, countries against countries. It just is what it is. You need a bad guy. You need a villain. And the Eagles fit the role perfectly. Now, for us here in New York, maybe not on the AFC side with the Jets, but definitely on the NFC side with the Giants. I mean, this is like, it's just natural. You naturally hate the Philadelphia Eagles because they're the division rival, and the proximity right down, you know, the turnpike to get to Philadelphia in between New York, and the fan base is kind of crossed over at some place in southern New Jersey where there's this line where it starts to get a little murky. Is it blue? Is it green? Is it like a little hybrid of both? And and so, like, that hate is real. So there's no Giant fan that's going to watch this Super Bowl and say, I want the Philadelphia Eagles to win.
I agree.
It's all New Jersey and all of New York, Connecticut, whatever, the tri-state of love that I tried to get a couple weeks ago, is all going to be rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs. And it's just, it creates a rooting interest that otherwise wouldn't be there if the Eagles were a likable city of brotherly love squad.
877-337-6666 is our number. Tiki and Tierney are the Fan. Hopefully you guys had an awesome weekend. We're inside of our Town Fair Tire Studio. Our friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. In case you guys have not yet seen it, the line for the Super Bowl, Philly -2. The over-under is 49.5. And I got to say this, too. I mean, there's a lot of things to unpack from yesterday, stuff that went down in the game, things that kind of are worked around the game. And this is one of those things that's around the game, but I almost feel bad saying this because I do like him. Joe Burrow needed a little slice of humble pie. And Joe Burrow was getting a little too smug for my taste, a little too cocky.
That's a good point.
With these ridiculous outfits that he's wearing, with Burrow head and all the stuff that he was espousing. I'm happy to see him slink off the field a loser.
Yeah, I was too.
And I like Joe Burrow. He's awesome.
I love Joe Burrow because of because he's a winner, but he's also so cocky.
You got to tap those brakes, man.
The cigar, like the constant cigar, going back to his days at LSU when they won the national championship, and he's, you know, flaunting around in the locker room with a cigar. I mean, I get it. I understand it. But he pulls it out every single chance he gets.
He does.
Like, he won the
divisional title.
It was the divisional game. He had a cigar. Dude, you haven't won anything yet.
Yeah.
You think just because you've won three times at Arrowhead and you want to rename it Burrowhead, Mike Hinton, Hilton, that you're guaranteed to be in the Super Bowl again? Yeah, he needed some humble pie. I agree. But more importantly, we were watching this game, and their receiving core is just elite. They are so dang good.
Oh, you got your boy coming next year to the Giants.
I mean, T. Higgins.
Yep.
Going to grab that ball for a touchdown. I want a guy like that. I want a wide receiver like that. I'm jealous of what Joe Burrow has. I know what you're saying. He needs to be humble. But the reason he's not is because he's got so much talent around him. I hope we can steal one of those guys.
Okay, and, you know, back to the main thing here out of the shoot. Like, the energy that the Eagles will generate, negative from everywhere outside of Philly, is so needed. You think about rivalry, right? And this applies to the college scene as well. Like, we sit here and we conjure up and we romanticize what used to be. Oh, Duke, North Carolina. Duke, North Carolina, it's lame. Nobody cares about Duke, Carolina anymore.
Not anymore.
You just don't. USC, UCLA, or USC, Notre Dame. Whatever. Yankees, Red Sox. Let's keep it real. Yankees, Red Sox is juseless.
It lost its luster after they won. 100%. Yeah.
100%. Yankees, Red Sox has lost juice. Now, I know that there's elements, you know, Mets, Phillies, a little energy there, and you got a little Mets, Braves, and you got a little remnants of what used to be. But the entire sporting landscape has changed because the world has shrunk. And that's the reality of it. And I'm not necessarily, you know, pining for the past. I'm not. Although with certain things, yes, I guess I am. And this is kind of one of them. I think this is a throwback situation. Like, you talk about the Raiders, and you throw the Raider music, and you slap on the highlights from the 70s and the 80s. The Raiders are the most benign, antiseptic franchise. What the hell is so, you know, in your face about the Raiders? Raiders are meaningless. Mm-hmm. Raiders don't bother anybody.
Yeah, not anymore.
It's the pirate with the patch. Ooh, what a badass logo. It has been, the juice has been sucked out of sports. Because we police ourselves too aggressively, like a bunch of wusses. And the fact that the Philadelphia Eagles don't care what we think, don't care about us, stuff it down our throats and shove it in our face, I love it.
I really do. And the fan base is exactly that.
Let's go.
It just makes it hard, unless you're a Philadelphia Eagles fan, to root for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, I'm all Mahomes. Let's go. And that's the other thing, too. Think about, you know, some of the great historical reference points where players plowed through injury. Tony Romo actually dropped a couple.
Yeah.
Brought out Willis Reed during the game.
Mm-hmm.
Attaboy. Willis Reed, obviously the Jordan flu game. We don't like this year, but Curt Schilling bloody sock. Like, that's Tiger Woods, you know, limping around on one leg at the Masters. Like, even that is in large part gone because players make so much money that teams protect them, like from the Seinfeld episode Bubble Boy. Like, everybody's afraid everybody's going to get hurt. I love it. I love that the Eagles, that we hate them, and I love that Mahomes was so limply, gamely limping, there you go, around the field and reminding us what we kind of used to see. That was awesome. 877-337-6666. All right. We're going to get to the Empire State stuff. We're talking about this, the Eagles. We got you covered on this Monday. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan.
When this happened, you talked about it on the Fan.
Santana into the windup. The payoff pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike three. He's done it. Johan Santana has pitched a no-hitter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
All right, 10:22 on The Fan. What's going on, everybody? This is the Tiki and Tierney Show. So let me get this straight here, Teek. So NFL quarterbacks, you know, Burrow's going to be staring at about $50 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Every rule is made to protect them.
Yep.
And we had to watch hours of football where you knew every single call was a handoff.
Absolutely robbed of what could have been a great NFC championship game. Because Brock Purdy gets hurt early on. Hassan Reddick with the strip sack. I mean, who knows what actually went on in that elbow, but it didn't look good. He was immediately out of the game. And Josh Johnson, who's been on the team for, what, a month?
Just about, something like that.
has to come in. Then he gets a concussion, and Brock Purdy has to come back into the game. And I swear at some point in the middle of the third quarter, I think Kyle Shanahan looked across the field to Nick Sirianni, was like, let's just end this thing. Because they just kept running the ball.
I
mean, obviously, 49ers couldn't do anything but run the football, but the Eagles even started doing that. I remember it was a point midway in the fourth quarter. It was like 3rd and 13 for the Eagles. I was like, if they run this ball, they're just trying to run the clock out. 3rd and 13, turned around and handed off. It became unwatchable. It became maybe Christian McCaffrey will line up as a wildcat quarterback and try to throw some passes. And I would have rather have seen that than Brock Purdy limply handing the ball off on predictable plays. Maybe every now and then you get a reverse. And it brings up the conversation about not protecting quarterbacks. I don't think there's anything you could have done with either of those hits. And they both, interestingly, were by Hassan Reddick. He's just reaching. He's great at that. That's how he gets so many sacks. He doesn't always get his body to the body of the quarterback, but he reaches and rips the ball out. Your arm is in a compromised position. His body, his strength pulls it back. It causes an injury. And then he just basically sacks Josh Johnson, whose head bangs the ground. It gets a concussion. But now there's most teams keep two quarterbacks on the active roster. And then maybe they have a guy that they just kind of float around. Now, the 49ers didn't have an option here because I don't think they had any more quarterbacks on their team, period. But should there be a third quarterback?
100%.
Because that was so unwatchable.
You know the answer, 100%.
But the other thing, the only thing that I think becomes challenging is if you have three, you're trying to prepare three quarterbacks for a game.
No, not really. You just keep the third guy on ice in the event of.
Yeah, but how does he get prepared for the game?
He's not, but he's better than what they were doing yesterday. At least he's a quarterback.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that was just so unfair.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe unfair is not even the right word because that's the rule, and every team has to abide by that. You make the decision. And by the way, before the 2011 season, obviously you were allowed to have that third quarterback. Now, that's why Zach Wilson was inactive a lot of those games as the number three. The circumstances for the Niners were horrendous. I mean, between Garoppolo and Lance and obviously Purdy and much lesser extent Josh Johnson, it stinks. That is, I think I'd rather lose on an error. I think like an egregious, I don't know, quite like a Bill Buckner error,
yeah,
but like a real rough error. I think I'd rather lose on maybe even a bad call that can on some level be interpreted as a bad call. It's not going to be easy, but at least I know my hands weren't tied behind my back.
Mm-hmm.
Like my team had a chance. I don't know. I think I'd jump out of a building if that happened to me, and that was the Jets for the right to go to the Super Bowl.
It was frustrating to
watch.
Oh,
my God.
It was very frustrating to watch. Because even Kyle Shanahan, there was no answer.
Nah.
Like, what's he doing?
Now, they deserve better.
I agree.
They really had a phenomenal
season. I mean, he might be
the
coach of the year, but you basically say you have no quarterbacks for essentially a half. Good luck.
Yeah.
Go show us how you're the best coach.
That's terrible.
It's impossible.
That really is.
In a quarterback-driven league. It's impossible.
877-337-6666 is our number. All right, let's get to you. First up, Bay Ridge. Andrew is on the Fan. What up, Andrew?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up,
buddy?
So really quick, I wanted to talk about rivalries, but before that, do you think in our lifetime we're going to see, like, the quarterback basically being, like, having flags, like flag football. You can't touch him. You can't go near him.
Bubble wrap
and
him.
And if you get the flag, then it's a sack.
Because
the game is unwatchable when it's backup. It is. So I understand that you got to protect these guys. But, like, you know, you're running at them full speed, and now you're expected to kind of, like, let up. I don't know, you know. So maybe they just need to be taken off the table completely. But the one thing I want to say about rivalries, I heard you talking about it before, you know, they are dead. And, you know, like...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I know you guys are golfers. You know, could you imagine, you know, Tiger waiting around on the 18th hole to congratulate Phil? Like these guys... Yeah. They're all like Titleist ambassadors. They all work for the same companies. Like, losing doesn't suck that bad. You know, like they make tons of money. And I think that's like across the board in sports. And I'm, you know, the fans, it hurts the fans a lot worse than it hurts the players sometimes, it seems anyway.
Yeah.
And, you know, go ahead, guys.
No,
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Andrew. I think you're right about that. And it's why, you know, the fan bases that embrace being vitriolic are refreshing in a sense. Like, I hate it. Just because I'm an anti-Eagle, obviously, being a Giant my entire professional career. But I hated going to Philadelphia. But now sitting back and watching it from a, you know, no dog in the fight stance where we are right now, because neither one of our teams are playing, no local teams are playing, you need a team to hate. And the Eagles are easy to hate. Most other teams are not. Right, the 49ers were in this game. The 49ers had beaten the Eagles, and it was 49ers Chiefs. It'd be like, man, these are two great stories. Kyle Shanahan's, you know, great coach, and you know Brock Purdy has this surge, and Patrick Mahomes is trying to win a second in 4 years, and it would be like, I don't care who wins. Now you kind of care who wins because the Eagles have this just hatred that just sits around them, and they embrace it. They love it.
Yeah, it's gone. It really is gone. And I don't even know if I can identify the exact point when it evaporated. I don't think it was intentionally policed out. But I'm going to take the NBA for a sec, right? One of the great things about David Stern, who I think was twice as good a commissioner as the current one, I think he's one of the best commissioners of all time. Wasn't perfect, but amazing. Was that he was smart enough to understand rivalries are going to really fuel the NBA.
Yes.
Now, he also got lucky in the sense that when you had the Bird Magic thing, which obviously really started that, you have a white player, a black player, East Coast, West Coast, yeah. Iconic franchise. Like, that was a little serendipitous. I get that. But even with the Jordan Pistons stuff, even with the Shaq and the Sacramento Kings, when he was calling them the Queens, like, there was real animosity there. If you think about anything that is fueled by animosity in the NBA today, it's usually just about if you don't agree with Popovich's or Steve Kerr's politics. Mm-hmm. Honestly, like that, you don't talk about teams where you can't stand teams.
It doesn't feel like any players truly dislike one another.
You get a little from Pat Beverly, but that's not really good enough to matter.
But it's not even specific.
Yeah.
Like, Pat Beverly is just a pain in the ass to whoever he's tasked with guarding that night. It's not specific.
Yeah.
It's not like he hates.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Chris Paul. It's not like he despises Chris Paul. He might on that night.
Actually, he doesn't like Paul. I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's Jalen Brunson. It's not like he despises Jalen Brunson to the point where he wants to, you know, obliterate him and foul him hard every night. He just does that every night.
I mean, I don't know if you remember this, but, and this wasn't that long ago, and it was pretty reprehensible what was said, but Kevin Garnett was telling Carmelo Anthony, I think it's his ex-wife. I don't think they're together anymore. But he said a lot during a game.
Yes, I remember this.
He was saying that Carmelo Anthony's wife tasted like Honey Nut Cheerios.
Right.
Can you imagine that was not
that long? That was not.
I mean, not that long ago.
It was probably 8 years ago or so.
Maybe
like
slightly more. Not much.
Yeah.
Not much.
It's better than rice checks.
that's true. 877-337-6666. I mean, can you imagine saying that now? No. Let's get Justin in Wayne, New Jersey. Justin's on the fan. What's up, Justin?
What up, Justin?
What's going on, guys? Hey. Happy Monday.
Likewise. What's up, dude?
I just want to talk about two things. Some with the Chiefs game last night. It seemed very evident that they were trying to cheat a little bit for the Chiefs. I don't know about the refs.
What do you mean cheat?
They were. I mean, you saw the fake third and nine, the fake timeout on the field or whatever?
They explained it, though.
That was a little ridiculous.
I get it, though, because they have to have game clock integrity. And the game clock started when the play clock started, and it shouldn't have because it was an incomplete pass of the play before. So they had to stop it.
If they blew the play dead, though, they let the whole play run out. They let them catch it, run, stop. They lined up for the next play, and then they're like, oh, no, wait, go back.
Yeah, no. The special teams were coming onto the field. The Chiefs special teams were running on the field. Now, ultimately, it didn't. I mean, they ended up punting anyways, but the time that was
used. Yeah, I'm glad nothing
used,
came out of it.
But no, the optics are absolutely horrendous.
Yeah, the optics are bad.
Horrendous.
Yeah, crazy. Also, something on the Eagles. I think that, I don't know much about the history of it, but they might have the easiest road to the championship out of anyone ever. They earned a bye, which is earned. It is what it is.
Yes.
Then they played against,
Well, they didn't play anybody in the wild card. Yeah, nobody in the wild card. The bye.
An incomplete Giants team. They played against Brock Purdy for a quarter and then Christian McCaffrey at quarterback. And now they get the Chiefs with a hobbled Mahomes. It's crazy.
He'll be
They're
healthy.
Get gifted a ring. And
I'll stop.
I'm kind of jealous. Stop. It is what it is, but it's fine.
Yeah, just hate on them. That's what we're talking about today. Gotcha. Hate on the Eagles. Root for the Chiefs.
Yeah. I tell you what, though.
It has been an easy road for them. And then look, they earned the bye week. The Giants clearly weren't ready for that divisional stage. So, yes, relatively easy game. The 49ers game was, I felt robbed watching that game. This is not going to go down
like
in history.
A preseason game.
It felt worse than that.
Yeah.
It's like an inept, we don't have quarterbacks, we don't want anybody hurt, let's just run the football. Let's run the clock out with 15 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. That's what it felt like. They've had an untested route to the Super Bowl. Now, it doesn't mean they're not.
Well, now they got to play one of the best quarterbacks of all time. So that'll change a little bit.
That'll exactly
I mean, Mahomes
change.
Is but on his way to defense, being one of those.
But their defense is elite.
No, there's no doubt. So. There's a reason why they're favored. They're laying two if you guys missed it. I understand that, and I often think that it's lazy when people call up or they, espouse certain things about certain leagues where it's rigged and it's fixed. I usually refute that immediately. So I don't think it's even close to being accurate. And I'm probably prepared to refute it here as well.
Go ahead.
But if you watch that game and you walk away thinking that that was fairly officiated, we weren't watching the same game. Mm-hmm. If you're a Bengals fan, you've got to feel highway robbery. If you gambled, which is, less important than fandom, but it's big business, so it does matter. You've got to feel robbed. I mean, it was the inequities in the officiating. It was ridiculous. I don't know how anybody refutes that.
Yeah.
No. How do you sit there and say, "Oh, this seems on the up and up"?
Yeah. The only thing I will not count as being robbed, the penalty on Patrick Mahomes in the last whatever that was 20 seconds.
You've got to call that 100 out of 100. I totally agree with you on that.
That one is what people are pointing to.
No, they're wrong about that.
They are
both
absolutely
feet out
wrong.
Of bounds, no doubt, absolutely. And not just because it was Mahomes, that is a penalty 1,000 out of 1,000 times.
Yep.
The other stuff, come on.
I agree with you.
We're down to 50 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Starts. Yes!
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
What a move by Starks.
When New York York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right. It is 10:41 on this Monday. What's good, everybody? Tiki and Tierney Show. Good job there, Dove. Good song, buddy. Good song. 877-337-6666 is our number. We'll get into the controversy with the Empire State Building. Total sellout job last night. Embarrassing, unacceptable, pathetic. Although, on many levels, not completely surprising, unfortunately. We'll get to that. Talking rivalries as well, the absence of them, and maybe how this Eagles team, which is easy to dislike, kind of reignites that flame, which is cool. Pete's and Yonkers, let's get back to you. Pete, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Good. How's everything going, guys?
All right,
I got to, you know, I love you. I got a couple of quick points. I'm going to make them quick. First of all, the easy one. In one breath, you guys are saying how it's we don't have any rivalries in sports, and it's great to hate on Philly and the other their villains, et cetera, et cetera. But then in the next breath, you talk about how we have to take Joe Burrow's down a notch. I mean, isn't it nice having somebody who's this controversial, you know, people want to look at? I mean, Joe Namath back in the day, they had that tough piece where Joe Namath was even talking about Joe Burrow's in the same light. You know, when Joe was walking around with his furs in the 60s, how he was a hippie and this and that.
That was New York, though, Joe, man. He's in Cincinnati.
I'm sorry,
that was in New York. Joe Burrow was in Cincinnati.
I get it. And the Packers back then were the working class guys, and New York was supposed to be Broadway Joe. And, it was easy to hate on him. Like I said, you guys want the villains in the Philadelphia Eagles, but we want Joe Burrow to bring it down a notch.
Well, I think, interesting. I'm happy you raised that because that can seem inconsistent. I think the big difference, though, is that, you know, the way Eagles fans comport themselves, and at least the way they're perceived nationally, versus the way Bengal and Red fans do, it's different.
It might be a little different, but what's the
difference? No, it's a lot different.
No, I mean,
it's a lot different.
You ever been to a game?
I understand it's Philly and Cincinnati, but let Cincinnati have it. Let those guys get a little arrogant.
No, I think, Peter, I think the difference is, have you ever been to a game in Cincinnati? I mean, it gets raucous, but not like, you don't feel scared. You don't feel like you're going to get beat up in the stands. It doesn't translate. So when we talk about this in talk about this in Cincinnati, we're talking about like an individual player. And we talk about the Philadelphia Eagles, we're talking about the fan base, the players embrace this, the head coach like espouses this to his team. It's just like the whole city.
To me like you were talking out of both ends of your mouth. One on the heels of the other.
No, it's two different things. Because one, we're talking about just the feel of Philly versus the feel of Cincinnati, which are vastly different, and then the players. In fact, I even said the players in Philly are likable, right?
Jalen Hurts is.
The two back. I like Miles Sanders. I like their running backs. Devontae Smith is one of the nicest dudes you'll ever meet. I mean, maybe A.J. Brown's got a little bit of an attitude, but not really. Hassan Reddick is a journeyman. He's been on four different teams in the last 4 years. You know, he goes and balls everywhere. I don't know why people don't want him, why he can't stick. But, I mean, he grinds his butt off. Brandon Graham's been around forever. Like, I mean, these guys are they're likable. It's just as a team, you hate them because of the Philadelphia Eagles. It just is what it is.
Let's get Bruce and Trenton. What's going on, Bruce? How are you?
Very good. How you doing, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, man.
I've never called into a show. I'm calling in. I'm a 49ers fan since Montana came from Notre Dame. And I just want to comment on the rivalry thing. Part of that's got to do with the NFL no taunting.
Yes.
You get a penalty for taunting. Why can't you taunt? What do you do?
You get fined if you leave the sideline. Yeah, you leave the sideline, you get fined, right? Maybe suspended. Like there's no energy other than what's happening on the field. I think that's what you're talking about.
Right, they're trying to dumb it down. Like, you know, we gotta be in line. We can't be controversial.
They're trying to church it up, Bruce, is what they're actually trying to do.
They've got to placate their sponsors. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And the other thing is my wife, she said, I can't watch NFL anymore. It's too slow. Too many penalties. Everything's a penalty. The game is just too slow. My son and I go to all the stadiums. We've been to 17 so far. My son is now switching to hockey because he says action just keeps on going. in football, it's too goddamn slow.
It's slowed down a little. Yeah. I mean, it's not like baseball, so yeah. God, you must hate baseball. But it's slowed down a little bit. It's detectable.
Appreciate you, Bruce.
Thank you. It's detectable.
Well, I mean, what was that?
Every time a ball's in the air, you're looking to see if a flank hits the floor.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah, and it's almost arbitrary. It's like, you touched that guy 6.5 yards. It's illegal contact.
Yep.
Let's give you a first down.
I got to tell you, that is far too punitive, that penalty. I've told you that for years. Give him 10 yards. But come on.
But make it a 5-yard penalty. Don't make it an automatic first down.
If it's 3rd and 19 and you grab somebody around the waist, I don't mean egregiously, but
so it's not pass interference. It's like illegal contact.
Yeah.
The fact that that's a first down automatically.
You can't wipe out 19 yards on 3rd down. You can't go automatic first down and flip the field.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
But that's what happens.
That drives me crazy. I think that's the worst penalty in the NFL.
No.
And when they really get the 15-yard penalty on the quarterback when a defender truly tries to go out of his way to roll over and to avoid that bad penalty. When they mess that up as a fan, it's just, God.
It's because you're now all of a sudden trying to legislate intent, which is impossible. It's impossible.
That's a big part of it. That's a big part of it. Yep, that's a big part of it. Joe is in Peekskill. What's cooking, Joe?
Okay, Tiki, first of all, big Giant fan.
Thank you, man. Thank you, brother.
So my grandson is 8 years old playing in what's called the Can-Am tournament up in Lake Placid, hockey. We're playing a Philadelphia team for championship. 8-year-old kid. Mother comes over to our side and gives us the finger and starts screaming and cursing. So you tell me about Philly fans, they suck. This 8-year-old kid. And it's a true story, man.
No, I believe, Joe, the one thing that I would say, I haven't quite seen that yet, but I don't think it's unique to Philly. I do think that the sporting parents overall have lost their way.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. It's sad.
I would agree with you, but I'm telling you, I've been around enough with my grandson. He's now a 13-year-old, and we play all over. Mm-hmm. Boston, Chicago, Detroit. I mean, they play everywhere. We're going to Florida in a couple of days.
Wow.
And I got to tell you, the fans get a little crazy, but in Philly, it is absolutely out of control.
Yeah, all right, Joe. No, I got you. You know, a lot of that, not to totally change gears here, but a lot of that parental intensity, it's derived from, what it's derived from, college scholarships.
Yeah.
I really think, now, listen, when I was growing up, and there was some knucklehead that back then, maybe dads had a couple of too many beers in them, woofing down 13 Marlboros during a game. Like it was like, almost like Bad News Bears, you know what I mean? But now I think most of the motivation is the college scholarship.
Yeah, I don't know if that even works. It should work. Like,
what do you mean?
Like to think about it from a parent standpoint. I agree with you, but I'm just saying from a parent standpoint, like why is that your motivation?
Because a lot of people can't afford it. That's why.
Yeah, of course. But there's ways to get to college, right? It's harder.
I mean, ways if you're you. And maybe ways if you're me and we have decent jobs.
I'm thinking about like when my mom never pushed it on us. She just wanted us to be happy and good at what we were doing. It's a different era.
But your mom was born of education. She was primarily about education.
Yeah.
Sport was secondary.
Yeah, I guess.
If you don't have that educational influence or target.
It's a good point.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, she went and got her master's degree when we went to college. So
exactly.
Yeah, so I hear you.
You know what I mean? It's a different energy, different focus. And I get it. I mean, if a college is $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 in some spots, and you can't afford it, and you think you have something special as a young athlete, the emotions are going to be heightened.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it doesn't give you a license to act like a criminal or disrespectful, but you do see it a lot. It's sad. 877-337-6666. Let's get, how about, this is an interesting one. Joanne's in Manhattan. I think it could be interesting. Joanne, how are you?
I'm fine.
Hey.
Tiki?
Hey.
First of all, thank you for giving me so many great years as a New York Giant. Appreciate
You're very
it
welcome.
All.
Thank you for being a fan.
Oh, absolutely. Now
thank
tell
you
me.
Thank you for being a kid. Friend.
Yeah, go ahead.
Does Mr. Purdy have a future, whether with the Niners or anywhere else?
Well, I think he's proven he can play. I mean, I hope he doesn't have serious injury to his elbow.
Do we have an update?
We don't have an update yet, but if he does, it's going to set him back from being able to compete for the starting job next year. Because if he had gone in, no matter what happens, they could have gotten blown out against the Philadelphia Eagles. Appreciate your call, Joanne. Could have got blown out against the Eagles. Brock Purdy was going to compete for the starting job.
With Trey Lance.
Jimmy's going to gone. They restructured his deal, so he's out. He's a free agent this year. Trey Lance is supposedly the guy, but he hasn't really shown anything. Brock Purdy's shown a lot.
Yep.
If he's hurt going into like training camp, I feel for him because he's going to get relegated to his draft grade, and that sucks.
And he didn't look very good against Dallas either.
No.
That was a low-scoring rock fight, ugly. That's an interesting
Nothing serious. The question is, if he's healthy, of course he has a future. He's a good player.
I don't think he had a full explosion of the UCL. I mean, maybe a partial strain. I mean, first of all, if you need Tommy John surgery, and I know everyone's different. Like, when I had mine, I could not even squeeze my fist. I couldn't throw a baseball a foot. I couldn't. Mm-hmm. It snapped in half.
So the screen pass, the two that he threw, he probably wouldn't have been able to throw.
I don't think so. But, I wish the young man well.
It was interesting. It's a great story. It was interesting to watch how they were treating that and on the field because they put a heat pack on it.
I think it was more of a nerve thing. Because he said there was tingling all up and down. I think it was more of a nerve thing.
Yeah, but they put a heat pack on it, which, I don't know. It made me think, well, it's not something acute, because if it was something acute, they obviously would ice it.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't try to loosen it or, you know, whatever, get blood flow. So it likely is just a nerve, but who knows what effect that has in the long term.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,